Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, April 30th, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have Kelly Burnett reading for us. Kelly and his wife Dina and their son Ethan joined with our church around Thanksgiving in 2018. They moved to Mountain Brook from Dallas, Texas, and I look forward to talking with Kelly at the end of the podcast about things of life and faith. Thanks, Kelly, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me today. We will be reading from the book of Luke, chapter 3, verses 1 through 22. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod, tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the desert. He went into all the country around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked road shall become straight, the rough ways smooth, and all mankind will see God's salvation. John said to the crowds coming out to be baptized by him, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you that out of these stones God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. What should we do then? The crowd asked. John answered, the man with two tunics should share with him who has none, and the one who has food should do the same. Tax collectors also came to be baptized. Teacher, they asked, what should we do? Don't collect any more than you are required to, he told them. Then some soldiers asked him, and what should we do? He replied, don't extort money and don't accuse people falsely. Be content with your pay. The people were waiting expectantly, and were all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Christ. John answered them all, I baptize you with water, but one more powerful than I will come, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. And with many other words, John exhorted the people and preached the good news to them. But when John rebuked Herod the tetrarch because of Herodias, his brother's wife, and all other evil things he had done, Herod added this to them all. He locked John up in prison. When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, you are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. And now we turn to Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. There on the poplars we hung our harps, for there our captors asked us for songs. Our tormentors demanded songs of joy. They said, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not consider Jerusalem my highest joy. Remember, O Lord, what the Edomites did on the day Jerusalem fell. Tear it down, they cried. Tear it down to its foundations. O daughter of Babylon, doomed to destruction. Happy is he who repays you for what you have done to us. He who seizes your infants and dashes them against the rocks. And now we move to Zechariah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. I looked up again, and there before me were four chariots coming out from between two mountains, mountains of bronze. The first chariot had red horses, the second black, the third white, and the fourth dappled, all of them powerful. I asked the angel, who was speaking to me, "What are these, my lord?" The angel answered me, "These are the four spirits of heaven going out from standing in the presence of the Lord of the whole world. The one with the black horses is going toward the north country, the one with the white horses toward the west, and the one with the dappled horses toward the south." When the powerful horses went out, they were straining to go throughout the earth. And he said, "Go throughout the earth." Then he called to me, "Look, those going toward the north country have given my spirit rest in the land of the north."
Thank you so much, Kelly, for joining the podcast today. We want to know a little bit about you. Tell us a little bit about who you are, where you grew up. Tell us about your family, things like that.
All right. Well, thanks. It was a pleasure being here. Thank you for having me. Never done anything like this before, but so it was interesting reading the Bible for the podcast. I actually listen to the podcast while I'm reading and studying for my growth group, so now I'm part of it. This is nice. My name is Kelly Burnett. My wife, Dina, and our six-year-old son, Ethan, and I were members of the church here. We moved here in 2018, I believe, from Dallas, Texas. I'm originally from Texas. I lived there my whole life until now. We moved here for a work opportunity. I ran my father-in-law's company, and we sold it to a company here in the state of Alabama. And all my wife's family lives in this state and around here, and I've never really lived anywhere else, and the opportunity came up, so I figured we'd give it a shot. So we've been here a few years now. We were lucky to find the church so quickly and been very involved, and we've enjoyed it.
One of my favorite questions to ask guests on the podcast is about your journey in faith. Tell us a little bit about that, how you came to faith or how the Lord has grown you in faith throughout the years.
Well, it really started mostly with my paternal grandparents and great-grandparents. They were very religious folks. My great-grandfather was like the deacon of the church in the town where he lived forever. My great-grandmother played the piano. It was always, I mean, they were probably about the most godly people I ever met. And then my grandmother, their daughter, my father's mother, was very much the same way. So just being around them, they would always take me to church, you know, holidays, Easter, and, you know, around Christmas time, and always trying to keep that involved. They'd always give me religious gifts and stuff for my birthday, and just always keeping it forefront in front of me as we kind of moved on and got further away from them geographically. Just always kind of keeping in the forefront, because my parents aren't very religious at all. So really a lot of influence and example set by those kind of people. So kind of built the framework for that at a young age, you know, so I've always had this kind of, you know, untold and unspoken kind of sense of, you know, right and wrong, and that somebody's really guiding my path, as much as I like to think it's me sometimes. It's really not. So, you know, it's just always been kind of there, you know, whether I fall into religion more deeply or then fall out and don't really get involved for some periods of time, it's always there. You know, the foundations is there already. So, that's always kind of been my guiding, you know, principle, and that's where it started.
You mentioned earlier that you are in a growth group. Tell me how you got involved in a growth group and how that has been a positive aspect of your life.
Sure. Well, I got involved with it in much the same way I get involved in just about anything else in my life. My wife signed me up for it and told me about it later. So, the first one I got signed up for was, probably in 2019. I'd never done one of these before. So I didn't really know what to expect. We were meeting up here at the church, and, you know, I liked it. It was varying. It wasn't just similarly aged or, thinking people getting together. It was folks much older than me, much younger than me, people around my same age. So it was a nice, group to get involved in and just see how different age groups view life in general, the scripture in general, and its practical application in everyday life, and just to kind of get that different perspective. So ever since then, I've stayed with them. I think I've been in three or four now, and they're all remotely done now via Zoom, but we just did one yesterday, and they're very beneficial. I like it. You know, it's a weekly commitment, so it's not, you know, too overbearing, but, you know, it's a good time to kind of reconnect and just kind of see what's been going on with everybody else and talk about how what we're actually reading and the plan is really applicable in everyday life. So, and it always is. There's always something that, you know, we've read that ends up being very much apparent in everyday life.
Well, thank you for your involvement there. I often like to just know a couple of fun facts about those who come to the podcast to read. Can you tell us a couple of fun facts about you?
Well, there's so many, I don't know where to start. I'll actually kind of go with two. One fun fact is I've driven a DeLorean. As a matter of fact, I used to know a guy that owned three of them, which is very random, but I got to drive it around, and it's a very unimpressive car to drive. But hey, I got to drive a DeLorean, which is a fun fact. The other one, which is kind of applicable here, is I've actually performed with Jesus in a Broadway musical, Godspell. I got called off the front row to go play charades with Jesus, and I had to pantomime singing in the rain to him, and he didn't get it. The crowd got a good laugh at it, and then he made it rain immediately behind me on stage. So that was a fun experience.
Kelly, thank you so much for joining us again. Would you pray for us as we close the podcast today?
Certainly. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this time to be here together to read your Holy Scriptures and share it with not only the church, but the world, anybody else involved in this reading plan. Thank you for the church and the community it provides and the services for all of its members and the area at large. Just we thank you for every day for blessing us with our lives, with our jobs, and with our health, especially as this pandemic comes to a close. Just continued blessings for all of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.